All right, we're about to go on summer vacation. This is our last show before we take off. And joining us now on the ticket hotline, we have someone who George says they're a relative of yours and wanted to talk to you about vacation. Good morning. Who is this?
Hey, Giorgio, it's me, your old cousin, Elmer Wayne. Remember me?
Yeah, I remember you, but we are not related, dude.
You remember me, old boy.
I remember we've talked to you before, but you're not a cousin of mine that I know.
Oh, yes, I am. I know you move to the city and you get all city-fied and fancified, but you still from me, man. We're DNA. We got a bond using me.
All right, so my uncle is your dad.
My uncle is your dad and your sister.
What? No.
Come on. You remember all them good times we used to have? I was the one that taught you how to steal police cars and make homemade meth using nothing but a bathtub and household cleaners.
I don't remember that.
You ever made in the summer, boy?
You must be thinking of somebody else. I don't remember that.
Oh, hey, you still doing on the radio?
Yes, I'm still doing on the radio.
You still got that partner?
Yeah. Craig?
Yeah. Hey, Craig.
Hey, right here. Hey, Elmer Wayne. How are you?
Hey, don't you listen to old Jub-Jub trying to distance from me. I'm his cousin through and through.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You've got a lot of stories about you two as kids. It sounds very believable.
Oh, yeah, and you wouldn't believe it, man. Old Jub was a wild one.
No, I bet.
He was. Hey, Jub, remember when we took that gal down to the gravel pit and worked on her from both sides?
No, don't talk like that. That's ridiculous.
I tell you, we were working both ends of that candle.
Hey.
George,
don't laugh at that.
Off on the other side of the county line with a sandwich and a hacked GPS that'd lead her right to the coyote den.
No.
That's great, man.
No, I don't remember that, sir.
How many times you been married, old boy?
Just once so far.
Once?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't go all Christian on me, did you?
Well, what's so bad about that?
You used to say that's nothing but BS. What are you talking about?
What? I did not.
I'm on my seventh marriage.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
How many kids you have now?
I married almost all our cousins, one time or another.
Oh, gosh.
Problem is, I'd marry them, and then two things would get bigger, their mouth and their waist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that. I don't like them fat like you. You always getting them cousins, and you just going to town on them heavy ones.
Cousins?
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. No, it's not true.
It was I tell you what. They always want me to work these wives of mine. And I'm like, if I work, I lose my 110% disability. Use your noggin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot of people think that's what's wrong with America.
I hear you going on vacation.
Yeah, we're going on vacation. Sure enough.
We're going four-wheeling on the lake this weekend. We put some skis on the bottom of a four-wheeler, and we take it out on the water.
That won't work.
Redneck.
That will not work.
Come on down. You can come stay with us. We can put a roof on that old trailer in the back pasture, and you can get one of them Asian girls that moved down the road near old man Samson's have you a time.
No, I don't have an interest in doing that, Elmer.
Come on, I got nothing but free time. Well, Saturday's tough for me. State's coming to take away two or three kids.
Oh,
two or three?
Terrible.
Yeah, they keep blaming my kids for this scabies epidemic we got out here.
Oh, jeez.
I said, fine, come take them. Just get off my back, you know?
Jeez.
And my oldest boy done got into more legal trouble, and I was wondering if you got a good lawyer or something.
I know a few lawyers, but, I don't know if they'd want to handle your son's case.
You know, we Dunhams always represent ourselves in court.
Yeah, no,
it's
we
Elmer
don't.
Elmer Wayne Dunham?
No.
I didn't know that.
I don't have a cousin named Elmer Wayne.
Yeah, my oldest boy, he and his buddies found some C4 in my tool shed, thought it'd be a good idea to blow up the empty school building on break.
Oh, dear.
Oh, gosh. That's terrible.
No, that ain't going to work. Been there, done that, tried it. Yeah, old Jub taught me how to make explosives. Hey!
I did not. What?
A little bit of a medical issue, my friend.
You are?
Yeah. And that's the reason I'm calling you is because the doctor says that you may be a perfect match to give me a new testicle.
What? They don't do transplants for those.
But this is a relative in need, George.
Well, he doesn't need another testicle.
I need another testicle from you.
No.
Come on, give me one of your balls.
No. What do you need it for?
You got them big old bull balls you's always bragging about.
I've never bragged about them.
You sure as hell did. You painted it up on the water tower. George Dunham has balls.
Hey, I did not.
You claimed your sperms were the size of geckos. I need some of that.
No, you don't. You don't need to have any more kids.
Well, if I don't have the testicles, then I lose my sex drive. If I lose my sex drive, I don't want to live no more.
Look, there's other things in life, and no, I'm not interested in doing that.
Name one other thing in life.
Sports. How about that?
Yeah, sport blanking.
God.
You know, I am country! Woo! Come on down here. We're waving old glory. And I'm talking about the stars and bars, boy. Get
on
down here.
All right. All right, Elmer. We'll see you.
I see why you distance from that part of your family.
Not of my family.